Ted, welcome.
Well, thank you, Fred.
Now, it's one of the most often told stories in classical music, but there's a reason. It's a great story.
It is a great story. It starts in 1710 when Handel, 25 years old, is named Kapellmeister to a guy named George, who was the Elector of Hanover in Germany. 4 years later, that same George becomes George I of England. He happened to be next in line in the succession of the throne, and Handel became his court composer. In 1717, with George suffering somewhat in the polls, his principal political advisor suggests, go out and do something big. And they think up this idea of a boat party on the Thames in the summer, where music is played from the royal barge and boats beyond counting crowd the river and float with the tide down to Chelsea and then row back late at night.
That was a huge public event, a great public spectacle, got written up in the papers the next day and had some great music. And one of the things that was there for the first time, I think, in English music were the horns.
Yes, the so-called French horns, which are actually German instruments and which have always symbolized nobility. So what better way to announce the presence of your noble German king of England than to use these big brassy horns, which Handel did for the first time in English music, and so effectively it takes your breath away.
Yeah, effective use of the horns and just great writing throughout. And Ted, Handel was a contemporary of Bach, but just doesn't get the respect that Bach gets these days. I mean, Bach, we think of Bach almost as a demigod, and Handel just doesn't get that kind of respect anymore.
Except among other musicians who recognize what a great composer he was. He didn't approach music in the same way Bach did, at least as far as Bach was interested in the intricacies of counterpoint. Handel knew that stuff, but he had an Italian spirit, which is why he was such a great opera composer, but also why he wanted music to be direct, to flow beautifully, and to sing so well. And that's what this music does. There are wonderful tunes here. This is a classic example of the suite as a genre, perhaps the greatest suite written in the Baroque period. And it's full of tuneful melodies. It's just extraordinary. Every single number here is a memorable melody.
And we're going to hear about 60 seconds here that has more than one memorable melody in it.
Yeah, this is from the middle suite, the suite for the softer instruments, probably performed during dinner because it didn't have instruments loud enough to carry over the water.
Just music that makes you feel good. There's no two ways about it. Wonderful melodies, and I love when the strings come in. It's like the sun bursting out about halfway through that final dance from the G Major Suite by George Frederick Handel, the water music suite, that is, in this recording by the English Baroque soloists led by John Elliott Gardiner. Now, Ted, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of recordings of this piece. Why this particular recording?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. First of all, because this is a classic example of what's been accomplished over the last 25 years by the period instrument movement. This has been one of the most exciting things to happen in recording of classical music in the last quarter century. People like John Elliott Gardiner, Christopher Hogwood, Roger Norrington, Philip Herrivega, all of these specialists in period instrument performance have been able to make recordings of their repertory, and they have done so well. And as the instrumental techniques have improved, the accounts have become so powerful and exciting and vibrant That's what you hear in this recording. This dates from 1991, and this group of English musicians is as good as any in the world in performing music on period instruments. And one of the things that John Elliott Gardner is able to achieve with them, he does not sit back. He is not a shy person. He gets out there, and he sees that he's got all this horsepower, and he uses it, and he lets them stand out. One of the things that's so exciting is the fact that here is the first English music using horns. John Elliott Gardner goes out and he says, okay, I want you guys to play loud and I want to hear the burr on the instruments, because that's one of the things that Handel's trying to do in this music. He's trying to use these things flamboyantly and colorfully. He understands that, and it comes across in the performance.
Ted, I think you've put your finger on something here, because some of those conductors you mentioned, some of the great period performance conductors, they've done great recordings of this piece as well. But in what we just heard, those horns are barking at you.
Yeah, nobody has done it this way. They have the same instruments, but they don't quite have the same sense of flair that these players and this conductor have brought to the music. And that's why I find this account so enjoyable.
Well, it's a great recording from 1991 of the Water Music Suites on this Philips CD. Let's hear more of what Ted calls those horns with horsepower. Here they are with the Water Music Suite No. 2 by George Frederick Handel.